Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
All right, Bite of the Night goes to Major League Baseball. There's been a lot of talk here in the last 24 hours about Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe Jackson. Pete Rose has been removed from its permanently ineligible list. Okay, and that news has led to a lot of speculation about the Hit King maybe, possibly, finally being inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame despite the gambling controversy that led to his lifetime ban. Well, New York Mets play-by-play announcer Gary Cohen, he thinks that it's not as simple as that. Like, yeah, we can sit here and I know that we oftentimes when we talk about Pete Rose and how he lied and then he didn't hold himself accountable and I never gambled on baseball and then eventually, you know, there's only so much lying, man. You got to come clean. He comes clean and says, yes, I did. Only bet for us to win, all this other stuff, whatever. But there was no other way to get around it. Like, dude, you're banned for life. Well, Cohen speaks to the news that occurred yesterday with Pete Rose being removed from that ineligible list permanently. He doesn't think it's going to be that simple with regards to Pete Rose. And by the way, Pete Rose, the earliest he would be able to be, I guess, voted on is in a couple of years. Yep. It's not like an immediate thing. Yeah. This is what Cohen had to say on the broadcast.
He was the face of baseball, Charlie Hustle.
Yeah.
But, you know, there are also other black marks against Rose's name that have come up in more recent years since he was permanently made ineligible that had nothing to do with gambling.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a tough case for the committee that finally decides it. And that won't happen for another 2.5 years.
All right, so many of you might be like, well, hold on, what is Cohen referring to? Now, he didn't get into specifics, but I think that most people that have kind of followed the Pete Rose story and just his transgressions think that he may be bringing up the fact that he engaged in a sexual relationship with a minor. Okay, when he was in his 30s, Rose later acknowledged later in life that the relationship, he said he didn't know at the time they were a minor, but they say that she would have been 14 or 15. He claimed that she was 16, which was the age of consent in Ohio at the time. Mm-hmm. When asked about it in 2022, Rose told a female reporter, I can't believe he said this, but he says, it was 55 years ago, babe. But that's Pete Rose.
Yeah.
You know, it makes all the sense. It sounds like Pete Rose, and I think I saw him say that in the interview. But I think the context of Pete Rose and how people move forward with regards to Pete Rose and remembering Pete Rose, it's not a simple, he gambled on baseball thing. I think that people are going to look at him and say, yeah, we don't want Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame because he just wasn't a good guy. And so now, but is that going to be enough for people to say he shouldn't be in? 651-461-9226. Pete Rose is no longer with us. He died last September at the age of 83. Do you think that he should eventually get into the Hall? So I'm torn on this, and this is the reason why I'm torn on it. Pete Rose, it sounds like, and I met Pete Rose before, wasn't a really good dude, okay? He had his flaws because nobody's perfect, okay? Everybody has their flaws. So I'm not going to sit here and say that I'm flawless, that I have no imperfections, that Pete Rose should not go in to the Hall of Fame, okay? That's not what I'm saying. But to act as though morality shouldn't matter at all, I'm not with that. I think you should actually like, it encompasses who you are as a person, okay? But even though I look at the morality of a person, and I'm like, I'm not sure this guy should go in. The thing about Pete Rose is that you cannot talk about, reference, or tell the story of the game of baseball without including Pete Rose. There's no way you can do it. You cannot in any way, shape, or form talk about Major League Baseball and the history of the game without including him. That's the thing. So text line 651-461-9226, or if you want to call in. Do you think that he should be included? Do you think that he should be included but have an asterisk or something that speaks about his transgressions? Does morality matter to you at all? It matters to me, but I cannot sit here and say that you can have a Hall of Fame and it accurately tell the story of the game without Pete Rose, because I don't think it's possible. What do you think?
100% agree. Everybody has their flaws. Everybody has their past. As I was telling Stevie T this yesterday, I think the Shoeless Joe Jackson era, that's in its own fold. It's its own time. Just like Pete Rose, own time, different page. Just like anything, you know, steroids has their era. Like, times were different 50, 100, 75, 25 years ago. It's like you said, if there's one player that's not in this conversation and in Cooperstown right now that is essential to telling the story, the true story of baseball, it's the Hit King. It's Pete Rose. And I 100% agree that as weird as it is to posthumously do this, because at first I wasn't a fan of it, but I'm like, if you're going to do it, just do it. Like, just get it over with so we can stop spending every single phase of this Hall of Fame ballot garbage debating on whether he should be in or not. Not that it won't continue after he gets not put in or if he gets put in, but this needs to come to an end.
Yeah. All right, so the text line has got some great text here. We'll get to here in 1 second if anybody wants to call in. 651-461-9226. This one, the 612. Great question, but there are a lot of, quote, bad dudes in anyone's Hall of Fame. At a minimum, he was influential to the game of baseball. At least his history and contributions to the game is history, and his story needs to be part of the Hall, right? Like, I see that point. And that's what I'm saying, like, you cannot sit here and talk about baseball as a sport and Major League Baseball as an entity and not be able to speak to Pete Rose. For all his flaws, yeah, for all the imperfections that he had, it's difficult. Now, this next text is interesting. This is from the 952. As you say, everybody has their flaws. I'm sure we would be disappointed with parts of many players' lives, Babe Ruth among them. At some point, Pete Rose should be admitted to the Hall of Fame, no asterisk. And that's from Kevin. I agree with that. There is a distinction, though. There is one thing about Pete Rose that we do have to factor into this conversation. Pete Rose accepted the ban, right?
Yeah.
Yes or no? He accepted the ban, right?
Yeah.
And he lied. He lied all those years. He accepted the ban and he lied all those years. So I'm with the none of us are perfect. I'm with we all have flaws. Pete Rose accepted the ban, though, and he also lied for how many years? 30, I don't want to say 30 years, maybe 20 years?
Yeah.
He lied for a long time. So that adds a different kind of perspective to it a little bit. I know the text would be like, well, he was just a flawed guy. Yeah, he was. But he knew he was flawed back in the 80s, then he added on top of it. Which, oh, man. Super interesting. But at the end of the day, if a person said to me, Lake, yes or no, he's in or he's out, I would have to say that he's in. Because there's only one person, ultimately, that will judge Pete Rose. Mm-hmm. And that person isn't here with us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Correct.
651-461-9226, a phone call, a text, or two. And also coming up next, I'm superstitious, and I'm not apologizing for it. We get to that and weather next on the Lake Show. All right, we were talking about Pete Rose. Could he be in a situation where he actually gets into the Hall of Fame in the next couple of years? Lori in Minneapolis, she wanted to chime in on the topic before we transition to other things. How you doing, Lori?
Doing pretty good. How are you tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. Enjoying this hot weather.
Yeah, it's baseball season, so it works for me.
Absolutely.
So my question and my comment is, when we talk about morals and that, how and we are we going to be setting a precedent if we're letting Pete Rose in because of cheating on baseball?
Yes.
How is that going to affect when we talk about the Houston Astro players that were caught cheating?
Lori, I'm so glad you brought this up. And another texter has mentioned this as well. It does set a precedent, at least to me, because at some point then, what's the next domino to fall? Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens. I mean, there's so many other people that you start looking at, because remember now, when those guys were using performance-enhancing drugs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The steroids, all there. The league knew what was going on. They turned away from it. They were promoting chicks dig the long ball. Like, I mean, so yes, I agree with you.
You know, and I do think we have to do something right here because it's teaching our kids you can get away with this and still get a gold star later in life for it. I do not like that precedent that sets for for up-and-coming and young athletes. You have to earn it, you have to win it, and you have to put in the work.
Yeah.
And cheating is cheating, and that does not get you anywhere in life.
Yeah. Hey, great call, phone call. I appreciate it, Lori. Thank you so much. Look, I think that it's a phenomenal phone call from Lori. And we sit here in the same way that I can sit here and say that we all have flaws and we should value morality, mm-hmm. but we all have our imperfections. It doesn't okay for us as adults to do things and we know that they're wrong and just continue to do stuff and think that there are no ramifications from it. There's a text here from, let me get to it here. It says this from Kevin. As you say, everybody has their flaws. I'm sure we'd be, I already read that one from Kevin. He says, by accepting the ban, wasn't he owning it to a degree? Okay? And to that, I would say, yes, but not really. He accepted it, though, right? Like, he knew what he was doing. He accepted the ban. Kevin follows up with, yes, Lake, but isn't that manning up? Isn't that owning your actions? And my reply to that would be, and I think that Lori is kind of on the same page with me, no, it isn't.
Yeah.
He lied about his actions for decades.
Mm-hmm.
He did not own up to the actions until he got way later in life. To say that he accepted the ban, that that's owning up to your actions, is I would disagree with Kevin. It's not at all. He lied and lied and lied. And then when he was pressed and pressed and pressed about it, decades later, then he finally wanted to fess up. Because he saw, dude, I'm at a dead end. Major League Baseball, he thought that Major League Baseball was bluffing. Mm. When he saw that they weren't bluffing, he was like, okay, they called my bluff. Now, I care about this, and so I have to eventually come. He was forced in a corner, and he knew he couldn't get out.
It's true. No, the admitting the guilt part, I think, is kind of the double-edged sword for Pete Rose as a matter of, yeah, it didn't do him any favors then, but the payoff as far as admitting to your wrongdoing and for pretty much the rest of your life, you paid the price.
So somebody that is on trial for something,
mm-hmm.
and they, instead of pleading guilty and confessing to what they did, they say that they're innocent. They say that they're innocent, whatever. Mm-hmm. They get locked up. They go to jail for 20 or 25 years,
yep.
and then they want to come clean. Am I supposed to view them differently? Of course I'm not going to.
Yeah.
You knew all along what was going on. From the 952, for his presence on the field, the way he played the game, his accomplishments, yes, he absolutely should be in the Hall of Fame. I grew up watching and he was one of my heroes. However, there should be an asterisk by his name. He was still one of the great all-time baseball players, period. Another one from the 763. Man, you are firing on all cylinders tonight. Pete Rose deserves to be in the Baseball Hall of Fame, full stop. If he gets an asterisk, it should be for betting on his games, noting he bet on them to win. Leave the morality commentary out. How do you leave the morality commentary out? Like, what? Morals don't matter anymore? I guess I would ask the texter. Morals don't matter anymore in anything that we do in life, whether it's politics, how we deal in our everyday life. Morality means nothing. I would disagree with that. And then the other thing, and I've always felt this way, and this is specific to this texter from the 763. It should be, when he's talking about the asterisk, it should be noted that he bet on them to win. That means nothing to me. That means nothing. I'm going to tell you why. So he is making bets with bookies on his team, right?
Yep.
So, which is illegal and he shouldn't be doing. We know that he wasn't going to bet the same amount of money every single time that he bet.
Yeah.
Because not every single pitcher has the same degree of talent, ability, all that stuff, right? So you're the bookmaker, right?
Yeah. Yes.
And I'm Pete Rose. Yep. Okay, I'm Pete Rose, you're the bookmaker.
Yep.
So today, Pablo Lopez is pitching, and I'm betting $1,000 on Pablo Lopez. Well, the next day, we've got Simeon Woods Richardson on the mound. I'm not betting $1,000 on Simeon Woods Richardson. I'm betting $200 on him. Isn't that a tip off as to what I'm being dead serious? That is basically insider information. Mm-hmm. You can sit there. If anybody thinks that that's not in a roundabout way, yeah, a tip off as to what he feels and believes about his team's opportunities to win, you're in denial.
Yeah,
you're in denial. None of us that make wagers are going to go to Vegas and place the same amount of money on your team in Major League Baseball, mm-hmm, with all of the different. You're not going to bet the same amount of money on a Pablo Lopez game as a Bailey Ober game as a Simeon Woods Richardson game or a Chris Paddock game.
Yeah.
If I'm putting $10,000 on a Pablo Lopez start, you know what I'm not going to do? Put $10,000 on a Chris Paddock start. I mean, those are tells. There's no other way to get around that.
Yeah, and it's like a Caesars car dealer going over to an MGM property and just, you know, saying, hey, I'm going to start counting cards and figuring this system out and getting it done. It's when you have the inside tip, the inside hand, it's over.
Bob from Oakdale, lying, cheating, denying wrongdoing and getting away with it. What about Trump? Well, we've sounded that for a long, long time. He says we can't have double standards. Mm. So we'll see. And the Shoeless Joe Jackson thing that had came up too,
because
that was the other name.
Yep.
Jeff Passan from ESPN, he was on the Pat McAfee show, which I don't watch because I'm not necessarily a big fan of Pat McAfee, but I did see the clip on Twitter where he actually talks about Shoeless Joe Jackson and says, well, to be honest with you, Pat, he's been on the ballot before multiple times, mm-hmm, and people just didn't want to put him in.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting. From the 763 from Kimbers, the morality matters, but is the morality judgments on the other aspects of his life relevant to his Hall of Fame placement? And you're right about the gambling. I didn't think it through and was being flippant. Love you, man. Oh, okay. I see that they were texting about the other part about the betting on the games. Now the other aspects of his life, and this is the context of how we brought up this topic anyway, is Gary Cohen, play-by-play announcer, voice of the Mets. He said during the broadcast yesterday that he thinks that ultimately with Pete Rose, it isn't just going to be about the betting, that there's probably going to be other aspects morally about him. And he's kind of alluding to the underage girl that he was with. She was 15, and he thought that she was 16. If you're in your 30s, you know damn well you shouldn't be dating or messing with a 16-year-old. I don't care what, you know, if it was 50 years ago. Ooh, no, you know that's not a good thing. Come on.
Yeah.
It's a little girl. So he thinks that could be something that people will kind of buy into as well. So we'll see kind of how this shakes out. But just to kind of put a bow on things, this will not become an issue, a reality, until 2 years from now. What is a reality and what is going to happen next, we have headlines.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% fan cash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
ARK Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.